This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, leftists love hashtag science, but I'm a conservative, so I hate hashtag science. I hate it so much. Did you know that 97% of hashtag science people who clearly love hashtag science agree that the global warming climate crisis means we have to immediately give the leftist elite a bunch of our money and freedom because of hashtag science? Well, we do. And as of a couple of months ago, noted hashtag scientist AOC informed us that we have exactly 12 years to do it. Okay, maybe 11 years and 10 months now. Tick tock, tick tock. You know it's true, hashtag science, because of the specificity of her 12-year figure. Not 11 years, not 13, 12. Now you're talking some hashtag science. What can't hashtag science do? Hashtag science apparently cannot tell the difference between a machine gun and three pieces of plastic cobbled together. Hashtag science cannot explain what a fetus is. Hashtag science, according to those who love hashtag science, does not teach us that the human baby inside the human mother that will indisputably be a human being someday is a human being from day one. As a matter of fact, hashtag science is pretty unclear as to what it actually is. So take your pick. It's a miscellaneous clump of cells, a parasite, a cancer, analog. But hashtag science does teach us that whatever it is, hashtag science won't let it interfere with the leftist elite pro-abortion narrative that destroying it is a morally inconsequential act. Because the truly useful thing about hashtag science is its crazy flexibility. It's not going to let its conclusions be clouded by inconvenient facts or observations or evidence. Hashtag science is reliable. It's reliably left. Leftist. Simple-minded among you might demand some sort of false consistency where hashtag science presents all the evidence, no matter what effect it has vis-a-vis of the leftist narrative. But consistency is a bourgeois construct that fails to recognize that the primary purpose of any ideology, institution, or method, like hashtag science, is to support the leftist elite agenda. That's why hashtag science can overlook irritating facts and principles established by science that make it harder to achieve the leftist elite goal. Hot weather? Well, that's proof positive of climate change. Cold weather? Well, that's proof positive of climate change. Because hashtag science is very, very, very flexible. For instance, the trans frenzy involves spotlighting the struggle of a statistically insignificant number of unusual individuals in order to disrupt the traditional social order by freaking out the squares. You know who the squares are. You're one of the squares. I'm one of the squares. So if you did not know that already, you're one of the squares. By creating a social movement that erases the difference between men and women and which forces people to become complicit in the lie that men can somehow morph into a woman and vice versa, the leftist elite seeks to do what it always does. They seek to increase their power by diminishing your autonomy. Today, you can't speak the truth about gender. Tomorrow, it will be some other truth that you are forbidden to utter. Non-hashtag science creates an obstacle, though, because men have men chromosomes and women have women chromosomes, and no matter how necessary it is to the struggle that people's sex be alterable upon a whim, the scientific fact is not going to change. And that's where hashtag science comes in. Hashtag science not only provides useful support to the leftist argument, as with the climate change scam, but it also helpfully steps out of the controversies where its input might undercut the approved conclusions. That's why you don't see a lot of hashtag science folks standing up saying all the surgery and hormones in the world are not going to make you a man or woman if you are a woman or a man. They either say nothing or construct a hashtag scientific rationale out of babble and deceit about how gender is a fluid spectrum of non-binaryhood for some reason and stamp the hashtag science name to it. Where science is objective, hashtag science is subjective. But hashtag science still demands the credibility and deference that goes with being objective. And if you won't submit, if you don't give it that respect, if you won't ignore your lying eyes and not along with the lie that hashtag science is neutral and agenda-free, you are a knuckle-dragging Jesus person who hates science and likes guns. Yeah, Christians hate hashtag science. Just a little while ago, there was a church and there was a pastor there. It was totally explaining to the congregation that includes a huge number of doctors and computer experts and aerospace engineers how awfully fancy book learning is. I hate hashtag science so much. Science, not so much. Of course, the big hashtag science thing lately has been the global warming grift. The 97% of hashtag scientists figure the cultists toss around is absolute genius. What does it mean? What does it mean? Do 97% of hashtag scientists agree that the climate is changing? Well, actually, everybody agrees with that. The Earth's climate changes over time. That's why we had an ice age. And we had an ice age a long time ago. We didn't have one after the hashtag science people promised an ice age in the 1970s, but shut up. We're not supposed to mention that. Do you want to know what the proposed solution for the 1970s ice age that never arrived was supposed to be? We were supposed to give the leftist elite more money and power. Overpopulation was another big crisis in the 70s, too. That never arrived either. The solution to that was to give the leftist elite more money and power. Remember when they were warning us about acid rain destroying us in the 80s? I mean, they even mentioned that in one of the they mentioned that in Escape from L.A., of all places, in the movie. The solution to that crisis was to give the leftist elite more money and power. Ozone hole? That could have been solved with more money and power to the leftist elite. Back in the 1990s, the Al Gores of the world were warning us we had 10 years left to save the earth unless we gave the left more money and power. So if you're getting the theme here, each of these crises all had two things in common. Thing one was that none of these doomsdays ever produced the promised doom. Thing two was each was a deemed to give the leftist elite more money and power. So, hashtag science owes you no explanations for its failures nor evidence supporting their assertions. Back to the 97% scam, what do 97% of all hashtag scientists believe? We never hear that. Do they believe human activity has some effect, even a tiny one, on the climate? That's a far cry from 97% believing the entire climate crisis narrative, that unless we act right now to transfer much more money and much more power to the leftists, we're all going to what? And that's the part we're never told. We're never told what's going to happen. You know, I hear about all the climate refugees and all the other things, and all I ever see are socialist refugees. Unless we're going to claim the Venezuelans are climate refugees. Are we going to claim that now, hashtag scientists? I don't know. When we get back, I'm going to read you a letter from the NRA. You're not going to believe the brass coming from these guys. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Yesterday, there was a letter sent out by the leadership of the NRA, the president, the first vice president, and the second vice president. Today, I got an email from Wayne LaPierre. I'm going to give you the highlights of both. So first, the letter. My fellow NRA members, since the NRA was founded almost 150 years ago, our adversaries have repeatedly tried to take us down. And today is no different. A recent burst of media claims the NRA is vulnerable, financially unstable, and weakened in its fight to defend the Second Amendment. Obviously intent on not letting the facts get in the way of a good story, most reports offer a distorted and inaccurate view of the NRA. As officers and past presidents of the NRA, we write today to set the record straight. As you may know, we recently convened in Indianapolis for one of the largest conventions in our history. More than 80,000 of our members showed up together as one NRA family to support our association and celebrate our constitutional freedom. During our annual members' meeting, some asked for greater insight on three issues: the NRA's financial affairs, our direction and strategy, and the supervisory role being played by our board of directors. We had an open forum and spirited discussion. Of course, our discussions were portrayed as sort of a family feud, infighting at the NRA, chaos and controversy. At the NRA, we take pride in the fact that our association is inclusive and invites the active participation of every member. Every member has an opportunity to voice any concern that they may have at the members' meeting. In fact, our greatest privilege is hearing from our members. Like many of you, that's why we were at the members' meeting in the first place. Fact, during a board of directors meeting on April 29th, Wayne LaPierre was elected by acclamation to continue serving as our CEO and executive vice president. The board also unanimously elected Carolyn D. Meadows to serve as our president. Fact, the association's financials were audited and its tax filings are verified by one of the most reputable firms in the world. Internally, the association has a conflict of interest policy, and where appropriate, related party transactions are reviewed and approved by the board's audit committee. Simply put, we are well positioned on the regulatory front and poised to handle all challenges that confront us. Let's stick a pin in this one at this particular point. Now let me take you, if I may, to my email. It has a very nice graphic on the email. This is from Wayne LaPierre. The title: NRA shutdown notice. Critical update for Bill. Nice picture of a, padlock. It says NRA shutdown on it. Second Amendment, little blurb underneath. Second Amendment can't survive without the NRA, and the NRA can't survive without your help right now. Bill, I need your help, and I need it today. The fact is the NRA is now facing an attack that's unprecedented, not just in the history of the NRA, but the entire history of our country. And if this attack succeeds, NRA will be forced to shut down forever. Throughout this email, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Contribute Now buttons that I can click. And it ends with, but if we lose the NRA, we'll be out of business. Law-abiding gun owners across the nation will be disarmed, and American freedom as we know it will be gone. That's what happens if the NRA goes away. That's what Wayne LaPierre sent me today. Let's see, at 2:43 p.m. I'm sure he didn't send it to me. I'm sure Wayne LaPierre didn't do this at all. One of his committee members or staff in charge of email did that. Back to the letter from the NRA board, past presidents and leaders today. Fact, we have committees in place to oversee issues relating to accounting, legal affairs, and ethics, among others, and every board member is invited to attend these meetings. Please remember that all of us are elected by you, our members. We are not elected by Wayne or anyone on the NRA executive team. We serve as your elected representatives. Fact, over the years, Wayne has been advised by the NRA's advertising professionals to invest in his professional wardrobe due to his numerous public and media appearances. We understand that this was the same agency that facilitated the clothing purchases. What wasn't evident in this disclosure is that the clothing expenses referenced in the media reports dated back to expenses from 15 years ago. To put it in perspective, over this time period, Wayne has participated in thousands of events and hundreds of TV appearances and personally directed fundraising efforts that total in the hundreds of millions of dollars. In any event, this practice was discontinued some time ago. Well, I got another fact for you. Okay? Fact. Alan Gottlieb doesn't have a clothing allowance. Alan Gottlieb buys his clothes with whatever his salary is. The money he gets from his salary, he then takes it and he supplies his own clothes. That's neither good nor bad. That's just what normal people do. And the fact that they had to get out here and make this its own factoid is pretty funny. This letter is signed Carolyn D. Meadows, President, Charles L. Cotton, First Vice President, Lieutenant Colonel Willis K. Lee, USA, retired, Second Vice President. Okay. Now, I have Willis Lee's phone number, and I'm going to call Willis Lee, and I'm going to see if he wants to come on the show. And I'm going to say, Willis, now I'm going to ask you some hard questions. And if you want to do that, let's go. And if you don't want to do that, okay. But I'm going to tell everybody that I invited you on the show, and you didn't want to do it. Okay, Willis? Because here's the thing. The left hand here either doesn't know what the right hand is doing or whatever it is, but, which is it? Are we on top of our game or are we going to die any time now? And why are we using the Mean Girls template where, you know, if you touch somebody, you're going to get chlamydia and die? Well, if the NRA goes away, everybody's going to be disarmed and, freedom is gone. Even I don't know what the percentage is. It's a small percentage of gun owners that are members of the NRA. So I don't know what happens when, if a civil war breaks out. That might have a little bit to play into. I'm not really sure. I just found I found this letter while at the same time defending their practices and saying we're good to go and defending Wayne LaPierre's clothing habits and Wayne LaPierre's statement that he put out, it's not his statement, but somebody wrote that for him. Probably Ackerman McQueen. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump rolls out a $16 billion aid package for farmers and ranchers.
This support for farmers will be paid for by the billions of dollars our Treasury takes in. We'll be taking in, depending on what period of time we're talking, many billions of dollars.
The president was then asked about reports that said he was yelling during the meeting on Wednesday with Democrats regarding infrastructure.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
Folks in Missouri are continuing to clean up after an EF3 tornado ripped through Jefferson City. At least three people died from the storms, and that number may grow as rescue teams are out looking for people that are trapped by debris. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, I got a call earlier today from Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. He wanted to know about this thing that they had put out, which I sent him the link to. Then he sent me the link to an article he wrote today for Ammoland. And I looked at it. And this is so good. This article is so good. I wish that I had the discipline to write. I wish I had written this. But I didn't. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give this to you verbatim, coming from the desk of the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters. This NRA garbage reads like a cops episode. We've all seen it when the cop rifles through the suspect's pants pockets and find a bunch of money and drugs. Don't you just love it when the perp says, "It ain't mine, man. These ain't my pants, man." The cop asks, "These aren't your pants?" "Nah, man. I don't know whose pants they are, man. They ain't my pants, man." Now, of course, to anyone who isn't on the drugs that the cops found in the suspect's pockets, of course, they're his pants, and that excuse just isn't going to fly, either to the police, the judge, or the jury. So cue up the NRA list of excuses. In the latest twist to an already sordid tale, the NRA has sued Ackerman McQueen again, this time with what I'm calling the "these aren't my pants" excuse. Seriously, you cannot make this stuff up. From the Daily Beast, the headline reads, NRA sues advertising firm for alleged media leaks. Coup attempt, but it the subhead that got me. The gun rights group claims Ackerman McQueen leaked confidential info to tarnish and ultimately destroy the public image of the NRA and its senior leadership. By now, you know that what the NRA is referring to in its latest suit against its longtime business partner, excessive and embarrassing expenditures. Wayne and company are upset that his extravagant spending on clothing and travel have been exposed. But wait, they're not disputing the amounts, only the fact that it's been revealed. Apparently, it seems the top brass on Waples Mill Road has a lot of brass. Why? I'm guessing that none of this would be going on if it weren't true. Take this from the Daily Beast. The suit also says the NRA has been receiving media inquiries about LaPierre's travel, wardrobe, and other expenses incurred in connection with AMC projects based on AMC's advice or in trips with itineraries crafted by AMC. It also blames the firm for those leaks. The suit says the firm directly or indirectly leaked to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Rolling Stone, and the Daily Beast. LaPierre's wardrobe became a flashpoint. Earlier this month, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing leaked documents, that LaPierre billed Ackerman McQueen over $500,000 for clothes, travel, and other expenses. The lawsuit, meanwhile, says LaPierre made these purchases based on AMC's advice in over 15 years. Once the NRA started asking the firm about expenses that appeared questionable, the firm became evasive and hostile. The suit alleges. So let's get this straight. In simpleton's terms, mind you. According to this, ACMAC advises Wayne to make substantial expenditures on clothing and travel. Wayne makes large expenditures on clothes and travel. No problem until the spending is leaked. Now it's a problem. But it wasn't a problem until it was leaked. They told me to do it isn't going to fly with membership. How do I know? Because I'm a member, and this is not flying with me. This whole thing stinks of getting away with your hands in the cookie jar for 15 years and once caught blaming the cookie jar for being there. People know better unless they've lost sight of reality. Top management of a large organization that now blames the company they hired to do the things they did and never questioned the things they did over all the years they did them. Up until now, they got caught doing them. What? Now, here's the deal. America needs a strong NRA, and our rights need a strong NRA, and I want to and plan on remaining an NRA member, but some things must change at the top. The mess we're in now came from the top, and the second lawsuit seems to me to be a diversion, a sort of they made me do it excuse. No, not anymore. At the very least, the top dogs are incompetent for getting the NRA here to begin with, and, well, they need to go. There. I repeated it. Oh, and here's some words of wisdom for LaPierre. If you'd shopped at Joseph A. Banks, you wouldn't be in this position. And if you did it on Tuesdays, you would have gotten two for the price of one. Just saying. If Wayne LaPierre was concerned about your Second Amendment rights, he would quit right now. Instead, he's concerned with not quitting. He's concerned with your power and your money, if you will, which now takes things and transforms them for me. The problem here, as I see it, is that we do need a strong NRA. I will probably renew my membership, if only to have the right to scream at them. I know some of you aren't going to do it. Some of you, well, I'm not going to give my, I'm giving my money here and I'm giving my money there. If you're going to give your money to anybody else but the NRA, then give it to the Second Amendment Foundation. And I do not say that lightly. There's some things I know about certain things that you may not know, and I'm not going to put it out there. If you see me around, you want to hear about it, fine. I'll tell you offline. If you want to email me and get a little oratory to it, because I was there, bill@lockandloadradio.com. But if you want to give your money to somebody else, but you should be giving your money to Second Amendment Foundation and to NRA. This idea that we can run away from the NRA and we're going to mitigate, this will mitigate somehow whatever's been going on. I don't know. Is that what we're thinking? Are we thinking this will mitigate it if we just go away? Because it's never going to go away. We can only take it and bend it back the way it's supposed to be. That's done with heat. You have to bend things with heat. So that means you have to be there to bring the heat. And without the heat, that's, But I saw that, and Mark is an impressive writer. I got to give him that. Without a doubt, he's an impressive writer. I already think he's a good broadcaster, a great broadcaster, but he's a great writer, too. I'm just a great broadcaster and a modest one. I'm a modest, great broadcaster. Mark is a great broadcaster, too. I'll leave it to him to tell you whether or not he's modest about it. But this is not going to go away. And we can't run away from it. So, tighten up. Set your jaw. Resolve to yourself that you're going to take this to the very end. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, the DNA of Aero Precision and their associates like Ballistic Advantage and other companies like that is out there. You can go to Aero Precision USA and increase your DNA that's on your gun today. Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Here's a quote from 1949 by Mao Zedong. He was this was in a report to the second plenary session of the 7th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. He said, after our enemies with guns have all been wiped out, there will still be enemies without guns, and they are bound to struggle desperately against us. We must never regard these enemies lightly. Then there's live free or die. That is the New Hampshire state motto that's attributed to John Stark, hero of the Battle of Bennington during the American Revolutionary War. Today's Democrats have far more in common with Mao than they ever did with John Stark. They've seized power in New Hampshire. Now, this is going back a little bit, but on day one of the 2019 legislative session, they rushed to pass a gun ban. The new gun ban applies to citizens carrying guns in the New Hampshire State House, and the Democrats were only too anxious to add that this is merely a step in the right direction. The not-so-subtle hint is that they plan on, like Mao, universally disarming all citizens except themselves, and that's been their goal since 1917. How many times have we heard about steps in the right direction? Always from the lips of the militant leftist progressive who venomously despise proud and honorable people like you who keep and bear arms as our birthright. There are other dangerous steps in the right direction right now. They're occurring right as we speak, have been going on since this legislative session. It is noteworthy and worrisome that the law-abiding American gun owners are deliberately selected for punishment and harassment. Now, there used to be this one creature called the conservative Democrat, and they have vanished like dust in the wind, never to be seen again. The leftists, liberals, using the term liberal with these guys is really, you and I are the liberals. We're the ones that pursue liberty. That makes us liberal. Leftists don't pursue liberty, but they sort of conscripted liberal. So they jubilantly present themselves to the American public, not yet as communists, but as dedicated progressive Democrats intent on imposing social justice upon us all. Joseph Stalin was much more honest, correctly calling it iron discipline. But we can thus look forward to more already daily red flag laws, with the term red flag remaining forever undefined. Because leftists never get specific. They don't need to. They dare not. We must be ever fearful of their small right steps. Here is another quote from Bill Ayers. We will have to eliminate 25 million people in our re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. This was when he was a member of the Weather Underground. Close friend of Barack Obama and hero to the modern progressive. So Bill and Mao and Joe and the modern self-described progressives have much in common, but they have nothing in common with John Stark, nor any of the courageous founders that came before before us anyway. Now, let me shift my focus altogether. I've been following this whole thing about bear attacks, right? And recently in Idaho, the Center for Biological Diversity submitted a petition. I was giving out a quizzical look like you guys could all see that, calling for the mandatory carry of bear spray by hunters. And that made national news. The petition was submitted to the Idaho Fish and Game Commission and others. And the petition claimed that studies show that bear spray is far more effective than firearms. That claim is not correct. The petition was written about in several Idaho outlets and nationally, and the commission turned down the request that the carry of bear spray by hunters be mandatory. From imtribune.com, the commission turned down a request from environmental groups that it create a rule that would require hunters in grizzly bear habitats near Yellowstone National Park to carry bear spray. The commissioner said the rule would be overbearing and difficult to enforce and agreed with agency officials who said education about recreating in grizzly bear country would be more effective. The coverage of the commission turned down the petition was far less extensive. And Dave Smith, author of Backcountry Bear Basics, The Definitive Guide to Avoiding Unpleasant Encounters, has done significant work explaining how the carry of bear spray by hunters is not effective and can actually be counterproductive. His letter deserves a wider audience. He shared this letter with Gene Weingarten. Dave explains the problems with hunters relying on bear spray for protection from grizzly bears. He carefully explains why the bear spray and firearm studies about defense against bears do not show that bear spray is more effective. But here's a bit of it, okay? Bear spray hoax, IFGD betrays hunters. I'm pleased commission recommends denying a petition that would require hunters in grizzly country to carry bear spray, but the petition is not being denied for the right reason. When a grizzly charges a hunter with a rifle after a classic surprise encounter at close range, bear spray will not keep a hunter safe. And the Idaho must prepare hunters to use an adequate rifle quickly and effectively. in 1991, a hunter-grizzly bear interaction task team that included the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator Chris Servheen told the Yellowstone Ecosystem Subcommittee that bear spray had minimal usefulness in trail encounters with bears at close range due to the difficulty of effective use. Probably a lot of it has to do with your reaction time. A bear is quick, and it takes our mind a minute to take what we see coming at us and digest it and then say, that bear's going to try to eat me alive. That takes a little bit of time. Surprisingly, with a bear attacking you, okay, and I'm looking at some of the stuff, and it just here's a couple things to think about. The premise is that in a bear-human conflict, it is better if the bear is not killed. That's the premise. The purpose of bear spray seems more to protect the bear than to protect the human. Bear and human conflicts are rare. Now, if there's noble animals that must be protected at all costs and should not be killed if they try to attack a human. Okay, that's cool. Why do we shoot dogs so fast, law enforcement? Dogs are pretty noble creatures. Man's best friend, all that other good stuff. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory. I get it. Bears that attack humans should be killed. Bears that are killed are not able to attack other humans. They are no longer a threat. That's the simple math of it. If bears are not killed during the attack, they often must be tracked down and killed at some expense and danger. But they're going to have to be tracked down and killed. Bear, kid yourself not. It is poor management to attempt to prevent a bear attacking a human from being killed so that another permit to kill a bear can be issued to a hunter in the necessary bear hunting season. The idea that it is important to save the lives of bears who are threatening humans is also a bad one. It is a false economy. Bear spray has benefits, but, I mean, if that's the way to go, why don't we figure out bear tasers? If we're going to wait till they get close to us to scare them away, let's get something to really scare them away. Let's light them up. I know that's pretty stupid, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.